we're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Inge Rameau. And joining us in the studio, you've heard a little bit about him already. Actually, there's so much more I could say. Let me just start by saying he is a bassist, bass player, for those of you who don't know what that is, a vocalist and composer. He is Armando Compeán. Welcome, Armando, to the show.
Thank you.
Yes. That's brilliant. I wish we had the camera on that. wow, this is the first time we've had the guest and the musical guest be in a beautiful relationship, I understand you have now. Or wait a minute, let me get your side of the story. You know what? Save it. Say it in a song.
I will. Actually, these songs will say it hopefully.
Okay. Well, you know, actually, one of the things that won't be said in the song, but people will be able to hear, because there are just too many to mention the people that you have worked with. We mentioned, obviously, one, J.P. Morgan, but so many people. Just amazing. But I thought it was really interesting, too, that I know some of the people. I'm like, oh, I should have called. Like, I know the writer of Because I Said So, the film, and you did the music for that, or you played in it as well. And then Seventh Heaven, and you know, the Johnny Carson show, and the Drew Carey show, and then films like the Yaya Sisterhood and All the King's Men and L.A. Confidential, and wow!
I walked the line,
yeah! I mean, the list, Yuli's Gold, I mean, we can go on and on, Memphis. Wow, I was impressed by you when we first met. Again, thanks to Cal David and Lori Bono. Thank you. And then I got to sing with you, and I was nervous. And I messed up the lyrics. And you know what you said? You were so kind. You looked up at me and said, "Wow, you sound great."
Well, you know, you're drinking up wine. You did sound great. Your voice is amazing.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And you sounded great, even though you and Cal were just there, just having a good time. Did you learn this all on your own? Because you started learning the guitar by yourself.
Yes.
Now, but you had some help because?
Because my family was all musician, and it was my first conscious thought in the crib was hearing my family rehearsing downstairs in the studio and thinking, what is that? I went in on it. You know, I was bouncing around. And so there was nothing but music in the house, instruments, and listening to my father practice the violin, my brothers playing jazz. And, you know, it was just, it was all music. That's all there was.
Do you remember what first instrument you first put your hands on?
Well, my dad tried to teach, he did teach everybody to play the violin.
Oh, wow.
And he started me at 5 or 6 years on the violin, and I cried my way through a couple of months of it. And I did one recital, all open strings, the song, and I hated it. He knew I wasn't going to do it.
Were you playing a sad violin?
It was extremely sad, extremely sad, depressingly sad. And then piano, and then I played trumpet in the band, and I took up the guitar when I was 12 or 13 and started forming bands of my own. And I switched to bass at 19 or 20, you know. And that was it. I stayed on the bass.
And you stayed on the bass.
Yeah.
Wow. I find the bass such a fascinating instrument. And the interesting thing about you is your musical director. Usually bass players aren't musical directors.
That's
so
true.
That's a whole other animal. Mm-hmm. So how did that happen for you?
Because the first gig I did with JP was in New Orleans. And it was just a drummer and I. There was a big band there that needed to rehearse. We had to rehearse with them. And I had no idea. My reading was not that great back then. But I was so, my instincts were so great. And I was young and full of aggressive juices that the way I was playing was kind of.
Is it piss and vinegar? Is that what you were going to
say? Thank you. Thank you. Piss and vinegar.
Aggressive.
That's exactly what I was looking for. And I wasn't sure about the piss part because on the radio.
You could say it.
Right. So pee-pee and vinegar. So, because the way I was playing was making the band together, she asked me, "Do you want to conduct?" I said, "Okay."
So, wow.
Yeah. So then I had to learn all the music and know how to rehearse big bands. I had never done that in my life. I just said yes and I did it. You know.
Wow.
And I'm all the better for it. I think, you know, just being put through all that humiliation that I went through the first couple of times, you know, with with these big bands like in Vegas or
School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah.
In Vegas and Tahoe, that's where you learned it, huh?
They knew I was scared. They knew I was scared, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but then I learned all of the, you know, being raised in a musical family, you know, personalities and, you know, how to maneuver yourself through all these people. And I got it, you know, once I got it.
Wow, boy, you sure did. Where did the writing come from?
Well, that's just, I have no idea. I just did it. You know, a friend of mine named Otis Hale, when I was in 1968 or 9, he was the first person I knew and that wrote tunes, you know. And he wrote a tune with me, and I just did it. I don't even know that it's proper, right, but I've just been writing ever since, you know. So,
oh, we know by now. Yeah, it's proper.
Well, I hope so.
It's yeah, and we like it, actually. And we're so glad that you're here to share some of it. Actually, it's not just you here. Do you want to introduce? I know these are friends. I could tell from the way you all treat each other.
Yes,
these are friends.
you mean the
you know what I
degrading,
mean?
Degrading behavior with yes, on piano, a very good friend of mine, and also a great composer, and not to mention a great farmer.
Farmer?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
he's a double baler. He carried two bales of hay at once.
Wow!
But no, he's an amazing musician and a wonderful person. Rich Eames on piano.
Welcome, yeah, Rich! Yes. Yay! The crowd's roaring.
Right. And on saxophone, also has been playing with me, including to the JP gig on the road. Also, we've been playing together. He did the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson for years, and has played with John Beasley. He's done so many dignified gigs that I would have no part of because he wouldn't allow me there, is Tom Peterson on
nice.
Saxophone. Yeah?
Welcome.
And
welcome,
one of my Tom. Oldest friends, Lee and I have been playing together since 1970.
He doesn't look that old.
Well, he's 103. he does a lot of yoga. Lee and I have been playing together since 1974.
Wow.
Yeah. And we have played every possible variation of music and on the road and good stuff and bad stuff, and still here. Tolerating me.
Are these gents part of when you go out and do Texas Brown, your band? Are these gents part of that too?
They are. Yes, they are.
They are, and many others.
Yes, that's with the horn section, electric guitar, electric bass.
And yeah.
And I wear tights on that gig.
I'm learning when to believe you and when to not. Right. That one I believe. you used to work with Peter Allen.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not stereotyping.
Right. But the tights part. That's right.
No, I mean, okay, well, why don't we just drop it right there? Right. Well, let's hear some music.
You don't want to mess around with it, right?
No, let's hear some music. Actually, this first song, tell us about it.
Okay, this first song is entitled "I'll Always Need to Be With You." Both of these songs are really mellow and laid back. You guys didn't want anything loud in here. And this first song, my stuff is kind of jazzy, bluesy, if you want to, put a label on it. This first song actually sounds really sad. It's actually a really positive and happy song.
Well,
Yeah. You were going to say?
It
has to do with meeting the love of your life and actually not realizing it at first.
Oh.
And then finally getting clarification that, in fact, you had.
Okay. Well, then here's Armando Campion and these fine gentlemen performing "I'll Always Need to Be With You" live here on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
Have I lost touch? Is this too much for me to handle? Am I just afraid to trust to have you by my side? Oh, how I tried to hide the thrill of your love for me. even tonight, my dreams had come true. Day I set eyes on you. Now you inside, there's no reason to hide. I only want to be with you. Sometimes I cry at the thought of your kiss. And if I hadn't opened my heart, think of all the love I would have missed. All the love I would have missed. Too much, but I must have your touch just to keep on living. You know, ever since I've been with you, I can't stop giving, baby. No, I just can't stop giving, baby. But now I'm with you, and no reason to hide. I only want to be with you. Sometimes I cry the thought of your kiss, and if I hadn't opened my heart, think of all the love I would have missed. I only want to be with you. I'll always need to be with you, baby. Always need to be with you. Always need to be with you. 'Cause now you're inside, there's no reason to hide. No, no, baby, I only need to be with you.
Armando Campion, and I'll always need to be with you, with Rich Eames on piano, Tom Peterson on sax, and Lee Spath on drums. Thank you so much. You all fit into each other like comfortable shoes. You're all nodding, but nobody can see you.
Good.
So say something.
That's good. No, that's I can't think of a better way to explain. Comfortable shoes are good.
Old comfortable. I didn't say that.
These shoes here alone are 20 years old. But
are they comfortable, though?
Very extremely, right.
Do you know, that song is actually not available, so people got to hear it here on
That's
the Live
right.
Ginger
That's
Show.
Right.
So thank
right.
you for bringing that in and sharing that.
Well, it's my pleasure.
But there are plenty of songs available for people to hear. There's a CD, Just for a Thrill, Armando Campion, and then Texas Brown, Soul Zone. And these are available wherever music is sold. But if people want to learn more about Armando, they can go to armandocampion.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just feels like I needed to
That's
keep
right.
up.
I know. You got to keep the accent happening.
So,
right.
So armandocampion.bandcamp.com. Armando is A-R-M-A-N-D-O. Campion, C-O-M-P-E-A-N. First of all, it's a pleasure to know you. And as I'm getting to know you, you're a funny guy. You have so much to offer, and thank you for sharing it through your music. Now, speaking of so much to offer, there's a story about this next song.
This next song is entitled Changing Lanes.
Yes, and what would this be about?
Well, it's not about driving, as much as it sounds like. This is a song about being with a person. Whether you're a female with a man or a man with a woman or whatever, that is constantly reinventing themselves.
Oh,
never satisfied with too much of the same thing. And you know, for men especially, you know, that's always like, now what, you know, and.
Really?
Yeah, you just can't think like, you think everything is a certain way. And so this song is about how that at first is an irritant, but it becomes something that you need, and it becomes a part of your life to be with somebody like that. Including myself, I live like that now as well.
You do?
Yeah.
You do. Is this somebody in particular that we're talking about?
I can't think of anybody in particular. Not right off the bat.
Well, we'll leave it at that. Why don't we
right,
go to
right. What this? With your interview and all that, right?
With
You don't know this, but before Inge was this dignified writer, she used to work in a car wash. No, just kidding, right?
I can't believe it. Should we have a rim shot on that?
Rim shot.
Is it? Yes.
Always reinventing.
Or a groan.
Yeah, or a groan. Right,
all right. So with that.
Here's Changing Lanes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I bet Inge has her version of Changing Lanes, but that's a whole other story.
She loves this song.
Here is Armando Campion performing Changing Lanes live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
You always changing lanes on me. Just when I thought I knew we were going, you changed the directions on me. When I was sure everything was really flowing, you always changing lanes on me. With you, there's always something going down. You're changing the way things are going for me. I'm thinking we'll go straight. You wanna go around. You told me that you looked at your life like a book of phases. I said, do you really need so many pages? You keep on changing lanes on me, just enough to make me go wild. Don't slow anything down for me, babe. You can forget about changing your style. like a book of phrases. I said, do you really need, do you really need so many damn pages? Don't stop changing lanes on me, 'cause it's a change that I enjoy. And now when you change lanes on me, babe, I know exactly where I'm going. Now when you change lanes on me, babe, I know exactly where I'm going. Always changing lanes on me. You're always changing lanes on me. You're always changing lanes on me. Keep on. Keep on changing lanes.
Armando Campeón, Rich Eames, Tom Peterson, Lee Spath, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. It's really a pleasure.
I'm ready to order another round, so would you guys do it? No. I feel like I'm at the best jazz club in town. Thank you for turning the studio into all of this beautifulness.
Yes.
Wow. Actually, that song is available, actually, on your Texas Brown Soul Zone CD. Right? So, again, armandocampeon.bandcamp.com. And anywhere you're going to be performing, like, next, where we can come see you all or you or?
Not anything nearby. In my living room.
In your living room. Okay.
Right. Everybody come over there.
All right. Let's do.
Right now, nothing. Nothing really eventful as of now.
Okay, at least open to the public, that's for sure. Well, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to actually meet all of you and to hear you all and to just really enjoy that. So once again, Armando Campeón, thank you so much.
Thank you, Filippo.
Honored. And thank you for bringing Rich Eames and Tom Peterson and Lee Spath. And I look forward to seeing you all again. And also, a big thank you to our guest, Inge Rameau. Of course, I'll be seeing you again, too. No, I won't go there. And you know, we wouldn't be able to do all this in this way if it wasn't for Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo making this all possible in this way. So a big thank you to Brent Hahn, our technical director. And on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, our producer, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.